free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? By tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then by selling your valuable data. But you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. Choose to protect your online activity by using ExpressVPN. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy at expressvpn.com/Kirk. By visiting this link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Kirk. expressvpn.com/Kirk.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Senate Republicans are ready to support a stopgap spending bill to keep the government open after the budget year ends next week, but Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP will not help Democrats raise the debt ceiling.
Republican Leader McConnell told reporters in the Capitol his party won't be responsible for raising the country's debt limit.
The debt ceiling will be raised, as it always should be, but it will be raised by the Democrats.
McConnell handed all responsibility to Democrats, saying it's not the GOP's problem to find votes to pass crucial legislation.
What we're not prepared to do is to relieve the Democratic President, Democratic House, Democratic Senate from their governing obligation to address the debt ceiling.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
At the White House this afternoon, President Biden has been meeting with various Democratic lawmakers trying to salvage his economic agenda. It's at risk because of party divisions. Liberals on the one side say they won't support a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal unless it's coupled with a $3.5 trillion tax and spend package. But moderate Democrats say that price tag is too high. The Federal Reserve has left benchmark interest rates unchanged, but Fed Chairman Jerome Powell indicated that rate hikes could be coming sooner than expected and that the central bank could begin tapering its monthly bond purchases intended to boost the economy.
If the economy continues to progress broadly in line with expectations, then I think, and also the overall situation is appropriate for this, then I think we could easily move ahead at the next meeting.
Wall Street numbers spiked on the Fed news, the Dow Jones jumping 338 points, the NASDAQ up by 150. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DinoVite.com.
I just heard the Dinovite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dinovite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dinovite from Dinovite.com.
DinoVite.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. The Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, some good news for Las Vegas. A Wall Street gaming analyst says gaming is outpacing every other form of entertainment spending as the economy continues to recover from COVID-19. In issuing the report, the Deutsche Bank official said the biggest question is how long can gaming keep up its pace. Nevada's gaming win in July hit an all-time monthly high record of $1.36 billion. The fifth straight month, the gaming win topped $1 billion. The Deutsche Bank report says the total gaming spend nationally was 11.3% of all recreational money spent. That's up 10% from July of 2019. After 8 deaths in car crashes over a 3-day period, the Nevada Department of Public Safety is conducting a media campaign in Southern Nevada to promote traffic safety. The campaign will include ads on TV, radio, billboards, and social media. The Nevada Highway Patrol investigated 4 fatal crashes from Thursday through Saturday, with Metro responding to 3. Now, the Raiders are once again offering COVID-19 vaccine screenings at Allegiant Stadium for 3 days ahead of its home game against the Miami Dolphins. Let's hope that Derek Carr.
KLCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now, very slow into the downtown area right now. U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. We're also getting some slow flows there through the resort area of the 15. You're averaging about 45 miles per hour there northbound at Spring Mountain. And you'll tap the brakes, 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Gather round! I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it.
Listen up!
The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, and we are halfway home. Halfway home to the weekend. Everybody very excited. We're going to continue our series of interviews with gubernatorial candidates. We've had Dean Heller on. We've had a bunch of folks on, but we're going to have Dr. Fred Simon will join us just after 5 o'clock. He is a Republican candidate for governor, and more importantly, he is a doctor. That's something a little different, and it gives him kind of a unique perspective on how to attack the coronavirus and a whole bunch of other questions that will be coming up. That'll be after 5 o'clock. Nathan Harden is the education editor of Real Clear Politics. With the kids now back in college, on campus, are they being censored? Are they self-censoring? There are some new polling numbers that will really, really hit you hard. We'll talk about that coming up after 4 o'clock. But first, I always love it because Wednesday means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joins us. Chuck, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing great, but I've been meaning to ask you. I get confused. What is this weekend thing you keep talking about? Is that something I should know about?
Ooh, what?
Doesn't everybody work 7 days a week?
Yes. We all work the 24/7 thing on this watch. And by the way, speaking of that, you've been reporting on what's going on with the Clark County Republican Party, and there is even more drama now surrounding the CCRP. What is the latest?
Well, it's petering out now. It's almost to the final point. What happened was the Clark County Republican Party had a meeting to elect new officers on July the 20th. That meeting was recessed. The members themselves called the meeting back into session on July the 28th, elected all new officers, and the people who weren't happy with those officers decided to hold their own separate meeting and election, and they sued to block the election from July the 28th. They initially got a ruling in their favor from one judge, Judge Gonzalez, who had been provided by this group of rogue dissidents false information. They had told the judge that the meeting on July the 20th had been ended because Metro had requested it because they were afraid of violence or something. And that turned out to be absolutely not true. Metro provided a letter to the court that stated, no, we did not order the meeting shut down. It was the then-chairman David Sajak who recessed it. So they went back to court, this time in front of Judge Susan Johnson, and she said, the previous judge was given incorrect information. This court has no business getting involved in your business, so you all go on and have your next meeting on September the 21st, which was last night, and you guys work it out yourselves. So last night, the new chairman of the county party, Jesse Law, duly elected, recognized by the Nevada Republican Party and the Republican National Committee, held a meeting. Kevin, there was over 500 people there at the Ahern Hotel. The meeting didn't have any arguments and fights over rules. They actually conducted business to help elect more Republicans. But at the same time, this rogue group just won't give it up, and they held a Zoom meeting with about 100 people on the call last night, and they decided that they were going to elect State Senator Kerry Buck, and why she stayed in this is anybody's guess. She should have distanced herself and walked away from this mess a long time ago. But now you've got Kerry Buck claiming to be the Clark County Republican Party chairman with absolutely no authority, and Jesse Law, who has been duly elected and recognized by everyone else as the chairman of the Republican Party. So Kerry Buck's tenure as chairman won't last very long. There's another lawsuit being prepared right now to stop this rogue group from claiming something that they're not, and then Jesse Law will be, he already is the official chairman, but I think Kerry Buck is just going to have to finally accept the reality and step aside.
And 500 at a meeting like that is incredible. I mean, considering all of the controversy and the court action and all of that, the fact that they were able to gin up 500, that's great.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and it's a lot of those folks were folks who had been denied entrance to attend the July 20th meeting. They were blocked and kept outside. People claimed they weren't on the Central Committee, even though they had submitted their applications properly. There was a lot of the old regime was doing what it could to try to keep any new people out so that they could stay in power, and it just backfired on them. It didn't work. And now all the folks who have been dying to get involved and can't wait to get into this 2022 campaign season and make some changes, which we desperately need in the state of Nevada, they all showed up last night. Like I say, it was a very good, it was a packed house, a very good meeting, very orderly, organized, and they actually produced some productive results from the meeting last night.
Like what? Are they going to be supporting candidates? Are they going to? I mean, exactly what are you talking about when you say, well, they made moves and things like that?
Well, I think Chairman Law has got a whole plan, and I mean, they've got a new website up, and he said that he's going to announce specific plans of what he intends to do. But the business of the Central Committee that they did last night was to, again, because of the court detour that they took, the body had to call itself back into session again, and then they certified that, yes, Jesse Law and his other officers are the officers. But the most important thing after that was there are trustees. They're members of the executive board, and I think there's 12 of those. And the ones who were part of this renegade faction obviously haven't participated and have been working to undermine Chairman Law and what he is trying to accomplish. And so the membership last night voted overwhelmingly to remove those trustees from the executive board, and they elected all new board members. So instead of Chairman Law coming into the party with a hostile executive board, he's coming into the party with members who have been chosen by the same body that chose him, and hopefully that means they're all going to be rowing in the same direction, and we're actually going to be able to move the ball forward now.
Now, will the old regime be able to go out and at least proclaim to be the Clark County Republican Party and raise money that way? Are they going to be allowed to do that?
Well, they are for now, but the lawyer representing Chairman Law and the real Republican Party of Clark County already sent them essentially a cease and desist order that you are not not authorized to hold yourself out to be the Clark County Republican Central Committee. You are not authorized to expend money or raise money under that name. And with a threat to sue these folks personally if they continue to misrepresent themselves the way they are. And that's why I think I cannot believe that State Senator Buck has allowed herself to remain in this position, because nothing good could ever come from it, and it's only going to get worse. I was really disappointed to see that she participated in that Zoom call last night, but some people just have to learn the hard way, I guess.
Well, and the fact that there may be more litigation down the road, is that going to make it difficult for whichever Clark County Republican Party apparatus wins out? Won't it make it tough for them to raise money?
No, I don't think it will. The Jesse Law Party has been officially recognized by the Nevada Republican Party. They do not have the books from the previous administration to know where money came in and where it went out and everything else, but they'll be able to hold their own fundraising events and do their own fundraising. They'll have their own Lincoln Day dinner next year, which is the big fundraiser for the party. The members who from the rogue faction are going to try to, I guess some of them will try to show up for this state, the Nevada Republican Party, in Winnemucca next month. They're not going to be seated. They're not going to be credentialed. They're not going to be allowed to vote. So State Chairman Michael McDonald, in all likelihood, is going to be reelected as State Party Chairman. And at that point, you're going to have a State Chairman and a County Chairman in the state's largest county who are willing and able to work together in a cohesive fashion rather than butting heads every time they run into each other. And that's going to be good for the party overall. And again, this other rogue faction, if they don't give it up voluntarily, they will be sued for it, and they're going to have to give it up sooner or later.
And what came out of the Zoom version of the Clark County Republican Party meeting last night? The Zoom meeting, was there any legislation? Did anything come out of it?
I just watched bits and pieces of it. I didn't watch the whole thing. They voted online, which I think is a violation of the bylaws, I've been told. They weren't allowed to do that in a Zoom meeting anyway, but they had officers below the chairman's seat. It was just one person running. Byron Brooks, University Region, had been running for vice chair, but he was smart enough to get out while the getting was good. He withdrew his candidacy. So all the lower-level officers were elected by this rogue group unanimously. Kerry Buck and two other candidates, Dave Crete and Eddie Hamilton, they actually had an election between the three of them. And even more embarrassing for Senator Buck, it was 100 votes, I think it was, 105 votes. Anyway, she won 55-51. Now, here's a sitting state senator running for chairman of a county party where she represents, and she was only able to beat this other gentleman by 4 votes. The whole thing is just really embarrassing for her. It's going to have repercussions and hurt her future political aspirations, if she even has any anymore.
More to come with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Ever tried to get through airport security without an ID? Good luck with that, right? Ever filled out your tax return and handed it to a stranger who knocks on your door promising to deliver it to the IRS? Yeah, probably not. But that's exactly what Steve Sisolak has done with our elections by refusing to ask for an ID to vote and signing a law that allows campaign workers to show up at your door and take your ballot. It's called harvesting, and it was a felony until Sisolak changed the law. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, as our next governor, will fight to change all that and to enact laws that make it impossible to steal an election. Sheriff Lombardo spent 30 years defending our rights and keeping us safe. He's exactly the conservative leader we need to shake things up in Carson City. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Wednesday, Hump Day edition. And, of course, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. And meanwhile, in Washington, it's getting ugly. Now we have this whole thing of raising the debt ceiling. First of all, do you think even 5% of America understands what that's about?
I think 5% we'd be lucky. I do this for a living, and I sure as heck don't understand all of it. It's just preferably we have the authorization to spend X amount of dollars that we can spend as deficit spending, unlike the state of Nevada, which must have a balanced budget by the time the legislature adjourns. Congress can borrow and spend all that they want up to a certain limit, and we've reached that limit again. And now we reached it when Republicans were in control, and they kept raising it as well. So this has been a bipartisan problem that members of both parties, members of Congress, have caused. But I'll tell you this, the Democrats and the Biden administration, what they've done since they took power in January has really steeled, I think, the backbones of a lot of Republicans who were more open, I think, to compromising with them before they, they took over in January, and now they seem to have dug in their heels and are playing hardball, which, frankly, I think is a good thing, and it's high time.
Well, I know that the leadership in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, is saying we're not going to help the Democrats raise the debt ceiling. They're going to have to do it on their own. Is that a 50-plus the vice president kind of a vote, or is that something where they need 60 votes to get the thing passed?
Boy, I wish I knew the answer to that. I honestly don't know, Kevin.
Okay.
If it's 60-plus, I don't think they have any prayer of getting it. But if they need 51 and they can pass it with a 50-50 split and Kamala Harris coming in and voting, the tie-breaking vote to approve it, then raising a debt would be all on the Democrats' back, and it would be a huge campaign issue for Republicans running for office next year.
You're a political consultant, and I'm just curious, is that the kind of issue that you would advise candidates running for either a national office or some other office, that you would advise your candidate to run on an issue like that?
Well, it all depends on how you phrase it. You've got to use the wording. I mean, you hit it the nail on the head, Kevin, when you asked the first question. Do you think there's even 5% of people who understand what the debt ceiling means? No, they don't. Do they understand what it means to exceed their credit card limit? Yes, they do. So it could be a very good issue because pocketbook economic issues, generally do resonate with a lot of voters, but you have to be able to explain it in such a way that they can get it. It's got to be explained on a third or fourth grade level, and Republicans usually are very bad at that. They want to go in and explain it like a university professor would explain it in a lecture, and people's eyes glaze over. They just don't get it. It's a shame that you have to do soundbite campaigning, but that is the reality, and Republicans need to get better at it.
Speaking of candidates, we have a new candidate for governor, and that is Dean Heller. Have you seen his introduction video? Although everybody knows him statewide, he's run statewide for like 30 years. Did you see the video at all? I was really impressed by it.
No, really. I was just the exact opposite, but I come from a different side of the equation here. To me, the production values were fine. You watch it, and immediately it just smells of typical inside the Beltway, Washington, D.C. political ad. I mean, you just change the names and the faces, but it's, the ominous music and the professional voiceover. Not that there's anything wrong with professional voiceovers, because I know you do that, Kevin.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me. There goes business out the door.
But I mean, I just thought it was just a cookie cutter campaign commercial. By comparison, I mean, if people pull up Dean Heller's introduction video, watch that first, and then pull up Guy Norris' video, and it's GUYNOHRA. It's pronounced Guy, but it's spelled Guy. But pull up his video on YouTube and watch that, and it is the exact opposite of the slick, professional political videos that we've seen for the past 20 years, and I just like when people stand out from the crowd, and I think Guy Norris' video is going to resonate with a lot more people who aren't paying attention as closely to politics that you and me and your listeners and my readers are paying attention to. I think they could be captivated by a commercial like Guy Norris.
Explain who Guy Norris is.
He moved to Nevada, I think, a half a dozen years ago. He's a refugee from California. Got out. He's not an investment banker, but he invests in biotechnology companies and has made a ton of money. I mean, just wheelbarrows of money walking down the street.
I have been told, by the way, hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's what he's worth. Now, obviously, he's not going to need hundreds of millions of dollars, but $2-4 million. If he's willing to spend that as a fresh face in a crowded Republican primary for governor, I think he's going to do surprisingly well. If anybody that writes this man off, I've met him, had lunch with him once, might have lunch with him again tomorrow. We're trying to see if we can arrange lunch again tomorrow. I think people are underestimating his potential in this race. The money alone won't do it, but if he spends the money right and hires the right professionals to run the campaign and does the right communications at the right time, I wouldn't write him off by any stretch.
Do we know what he's about? Do we know, is he conservative? Is he